Hey, this is SD along with Lady V, and we are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. And you have just tuned in to one of Lady V's devotional and prayer episodes, and I am certain it is not by chance. So stick around. You just may get exactly what you need. Today's devotional, God Knows What We Need, is a message to speak to all those who have wondered why, when they've prayed for one outcome, God answered the prayer differently than you expected. Let's take a look at the word. In Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28, it says, "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them." That was Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28, the New Living Translation. Who among you likes for things to always go your way? We all have at some point in our lives. I know I've had my seasons of asking God to do things my way. Unfortunately, there is a problem with my way. The problem lies with our limited knowledge of what's ahead. But Father God, being all-knowing, has the foreknowledge of what's best for our lives. God knows what we need. And in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 28, we find Apostle Paul teaching a valuable lesson. We don't know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit does. We need to live with His leading, even in prayer. As believers in Jesus Christ, we cannot leave our lives to chance on our limited knowledge. We have a responsibility of living to glorify our risen Savior, and we cannot be like our Savior Jesus without yielding to the Holy Spirit's guidance. We need God's leading. Yet, when life happens, we pray and we sometimes get caught up in my way for our lives. We want to tell God how we want things to play out. So when my way gets in the way of God's plan, the results can be disastrous. You see, in our time of prayer, if we ask for our will to our problems, we ask amiss, meaning not quite right. Thus, a result of our lack of knowledge, we've asked unknowingly for snakes instead of what was best for us. But God knows what we need. God knows that when we are spiritual infants, we are like those children in the candy store, asking for anything and everything. We are unaware that some things are better off not having. God, in all His goodness, mercy, and grace, knew that because of our weaknesses, we needed an advocate with us, His Holy Spirit. That's why, for believers in Jesus, God has sent us a helper in His Holy Spirit to intercede for us. The Holy Spirit prays the perfect prayer, and He is in harmony with God's own will. God knows what we need. God, in all His infinite love and grace, steps into our situation and gives us what we need. He knows that until we learn how to ask for what is good for us, which is His will, we'll keep asking with a my way mentality. Beloved, as we live our life that shows the world Jesus, in doing so, we should live with our steps ordered by the Lord. This means to seek the Lord in all things about life through prayer and in His Word. So when we pray, we must remember that God knows what's best for every prayer petition that we bring before Him. That's why His Holy Spirit steps in to help us to pray in any situation, which brings about a better result. God desires to give us His best. He's not going to give us His worst. No, absolutely not. God wills to take even the bad situations and bring something good out of them. Think about it like this. A composer working on a song doesn't stop until the harmonies are a sweet-sounding melody. It's all got to come together in the right way. Imagine if we could see the good plans God has for us like a sheet music in the hands of the master composer. We wouldn't doubt the need for God's way in our lives. His way is like sweet-sounding music to our ears. The rhythm is never off, and we never grow tired of hearing the melody He arranges. Oh yes, Abba Father knows best. So let's sit down and take our rest from worry. Let's begin receiving God's best for our lives, and let's trust in His way, and let our asking be, not my will, but Your will be done. Let's yield to the Holy Spirit's leading in prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we come to You in the name of Jesus. Abba Father, we thank You that as Your children in Christ, when we receive Jesus in faith as our Savior, we receive Your Holy Spirit who came in with all power. We are not deficient of Your help or Your power. So thank You for Your Son giving us salvation and new life. Thank You for giving us the gift of Your Holy Spirit. Thank You that we have all we need in You. Thank You, Abba Father, that You have equipped us with a much needed helper, the Spirit of Truth. Lord God, we yield to Holy Spirit's leading. Father God, we thank You. He guides us into all truth. Father God, we thank You that we can depend on Him to make intercession for us and help us when we pray. We are not alone because Your Spirit is with us and won't under any circumstances desert us or leave us helpless. Father God, we thank You that we can rejoice in our confident hope and be patient in trouble as we keep on praying that Your perfect will be done in every situation and circumstance in our lives. We know that Your word promises that You are working all things out for our good, so we can trust You to do exactly what You've promised. And Your word tells us that whatever we ask in Your name, You will do it, as You, Father, are glorified in the Son. So right now, we ask to receive Your good plans for us manifested in our lives, because You know what we need and what's best for us. We say not our will, but Your will be done, Father God. So we declare it done and manifested by the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Grace and peace to you. Have faith in Jesus and remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you were encouraged in any way, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new hope-filled content. For more of Lady V's uplifting prayer and devotionals, go to SpreadingHopeEverywhereTalks.com/devotionals. While you're there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Do you like merch with positive messaging? Go on over to our online store. We've got you covered. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and found love.